Everybody, we're back again. Tim's going to be right back over here. He's heating up his coffee, but hoping everybody's doing wonderfully at this point.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, hoping everybody's doing great.
I'm sure they are.
I would think so, but still wishing them well anyways.
So, I had a lot of guests this week.
We did. Last few days. I wasn't expecting Frankenstein's monster to come in yesterday, but that was entertaining. He was very pleasant.
Well, maybe we have to have a Mrs. Frankenstein in to do a rebuttal.
I think you're right. Oh, do you think
point, counterpoint?
You think she would give a rebuttal?
I don't know. Maybe she's too busy with the kids. I don't know.
She might be. That's a possibility. But do they have kids?
All these questions and more. Once I'll ask them.
I think that's a great idea. Next time, Frankenstein's monster comes in.
Try showing them how to use a computer.
Oh, yeah.
He emailed and he smashed it.
That didn't work.
10 seconds in.
It was worth a try. I mean, that was...
He thought it was some kind of magic.
No magic, but...
Well, I told him it was. You know, I'm the wizard behind it.
Why?
And he'd better watch it.
Now, why did you tell him that?
Because I'm afraid of him. He's way bigger than me.
Yeah.
That's the only way to control him.
Okay.
Just like Dr. Frankenstein, thought he could contain him.
No, that was a fool's errand.
Fool Harvey, yeah. That's an assumption. Just like mine, probably.
Because it sounds like the whole thing with him smashing the computer. That doesn't sound like it was terribly safe for you either.
Hey, that's why I had to come up with something at the last minute.
And you did.
Like, hey, dude, I'm the wizard that made this.
And what did he say? What did he do? Did it just grow and smash?
He looked more confused.
There you go.
Like, what does he do now?
And there you go. Like, he didn't know. You don't come across as a wizard. Like
That's the beautiful part. No wizard does, honey.
Well, I thought wizards are pretty standard. They usually have capes of some sort, don't they?
That's old fact. That's old school.
Really?
Sure.
Okay, it's not just mythology. It's just old school.
It's, you know, it's way hundreds of years ago.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Hundreds of years ago.
13s, 14s, 1500s at the very least. Maybe
right.
1600s.
Like if Jesus and everybody and his 12 homies were around today.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be wearing that sandals and stuff.
They might be. They might really like sandals.
Well, I mean, they might be hippies, but that would be a whole different thing.
Okay.
So.
All right. You don't think that maybe it was personal choice for wearing those? You think they wore them because they had to?
Well, no, I don't think they were cobblers. I think they were just, you know.
Okay.
Sandals were just handed down. You could get what you could get.
Okay, I can see that.
You didn't really invest in shoes because, first of all, you didn't know how to make any money.
You see, that's the whole thing. I don't know. I thought that money really came to be a thing like 10,000 years ago.
Or a barter, whatever the hell they did.
Yeah, bartering, and some people made money. But it's not the best.
You're saying Jesus made money because he was a Jew?
I'm not saying because he was a Jew.
I'm saying he made a lot of money because, you know,
I mean, it does
the whole
now.
Church thing.
Yeah, he
well,
does now.
Certain religions do.
There you go, it's true.
But then again, certain religions do give a lot. There's a lot of good religions that do a lot of good things, you know.
But then it's also if you donate money to philanthropic projects, you don't have to pay so much in taxes.
Still.
So is it you're doing it because you mean well, or is it you're doing it because you're cheap? You know what I mean?
Well, or both.
Could
I mean,
be both.
You can still do both.
You can.
You know, you don't always have to just do one. You know?
All right. Doesn't have to be self-sacrifice.
Does it have to be? No. So, anyway, I would like to get Mrs. Frankenstein's counterpoint on a few issues.
I'd be very interested in hearing what she has to say.
Me
so.
Too, but you know what? I don't want to make him angry either.
I think that's a good idea. It's a good idea. Well, you could reach out to him and have him talk to her.
No.
You don't think so? Is this going to have to be a sneaky thing?
I think. What's up, Hugh Janus?
Thanks for joining us again, Hugh Janus.
I think
Janus.
It has to
good
be a sneaky
you.
Thing. I think I would have to maybe, you know, like pull a Maury Povich on him.
Oh.
Have him come
yeah.
out here and like interview him and then say, we got somebody in the back who wants to talk to you. And
well, don't
we'll
you
bring
think,
out Mrs. Frankenstein.
Well, don't you think that would make him angry?
It's better TV.
There you go. But this isn't TV. This is a podcast.
Well, then we'll tape it. We'll put it on our... Put it on our co-fire.
There we go.
Our,
that way people, I was going to say anybody
have
who...
Have to pay for it.
Yeah, I was going to say you join as a member for Ko-Fi for us. You can actually see us, you see a recording, see a video of us actually doing an interview or me doing an interview of the missus.
And then have, you know, or opposite or Frankenstein and then have Mrs. Claus come out in the back.
That'd be exciting.
And ask him why he didn't want children. And what did he tell his wife?
Or
if he does have children. I don't know.
I was going to say, did he not want children?
I don't know. We'll see.
So all these things, like we're not going to know. We're not going to know any of these things right up front.
All these things will come out.
That's very exciting. I know our audience is going to love to see and hear all this.
I can't wait. I have so many questions.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, I was going to say, like, Tim brought it up, and I went a little bit more into details. Anybody, if you want to be more involved in the Timmy Boy podcast, because we appreciate all of you who listen to us. Thank you for being our audience. It's great. You could be listening and doing anything. We're grateful that you listen to us, because we find each other entertaining, so we're happy to hear that somebody else does, too. But if you want to be more involved in Timmy Boy podcast, actually, everybody can become a member if you want to. Excuse me, you go on, excuse me. Ko-fi.com/Timmy Boy podcast.
Right.
And how different I am. I don't know what that was. But
I'll tell you, my allergies are killing me right now, too.
Yeah, allergies suck right now. Yeah.
They were a lot.
But yeah, but if you go on kodeshbuy.com/Timmy Boy Podcast, you can see actually how you can become a member and what kind of things you can get from us.
Well, Yuri's on there too.
Yuri is on Ko-Fi too?
Well, we got a couple interviews with him.
We do. It's true. So that might be something we need to do, a video interview with Yuri as well.
Yeah. Or, if he can't make it here, we'll have him call in.
It's true.
And then we'll post it to Ko-Fi.
Yeah.
Or a private link to YouTube or something. We'll figure it out.
I think that's a great idea.
We just have them sitting in the can waiting to put out.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So what's going on with Hugh Janus?
Hopefully everything's wonderful with you, Hugh Janus. It's good to see you again. Thanks for joining us again.
Every time I hit follow on anybody, it gives it about a week. And then it's like, doesn't follow anymore.
That's annoying.
It's very annoying.
I mean, I know we've heard this before, that seems to be a common thing.
Yeah. But
it's
no excuse.
Maybe a tech issue? What do you think?
No excuse.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I knew that, I would be running the world, honey.
Oh, I know, baby. I know. Plus, you're a techie, so I would think you would fix it.
It's a different kind of tech.
Okay, I can see that.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Every time I sit down. Oh, look at that.
What?
Infinite Truth 7.
All right. Christopher Columbus commented on one of the Christopher Columbus interviews. That's fun.
Yeah. All right. So. We just finished. I talked about this before, about that documentary, Man on Wire.
It's great. If you
just
haven't seen it.
Just caught the end of it again.
Yeah.
What a great fucking documentary.
Man on Wire.
One of my favorite ones.
Yeah, look it up. Man on Wire. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
It's about Philippe Petit when he, in the 70s, actually went and set up a tightrope. It was 72?
He set up a tightrope, him and his friends, just before World Trade was done.
Yeah.
Set up a tightrope.
Between the buildings.
Between the two buildings. And he, because he was a tightrope walker in, out in France or whatever. And at the time, he had the record for walking the tallest structures.
Yeah.
He did that shit out in Europe. And then once you heard World Trade was, that's when it's like, all right. He started playing it as soon as the fucking heard World Trade was going up.
It's incredible.
Him and his boys started playing it.
That is so incredible.
And they fucking did it.
and the pictures of this are incredible.
It was a great documentary. Right, but yeah, the still pictures that they got were perfect. But the, it's funny, the reason why they call it Man on Wire, the cop didn't know what else to put except Man on Wire.
Yeah.
And then they charged him with trespassing.
Yeah.
They kicked the rest of him out of the country, but.
Yeah.
I guess you get all caught up in it.
Just wow.
Beautiful documentary. And then he was here actually last month.
Yeah.
Walking again? Well, he walked. I thought it was uptown.
No, it was downtown.
I know.
At a church.
But it's.
It was in Brooklyn? I thought it was downtown here in Manhattan.
See, we still. It is in Brooklyn because it says.
I always
hear that there's an event going on there. You know what? I'll look it up.
Okay.
So just excuse me if I don't answer to anybody typing in or anything right now.
We're not ignoring you. We're not blowing you off.
Philippe?
Tim just opened another Philippe Petit.
We're
not ignoring you. Tim just opened up another
French
tab and is looking it up.
St. John the Divine. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I always hear they have a bunch of events going in there all the time. And
it's in Manhattan,
All right, downtown.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's excuse me yet again. They have a bunch of look at that.
What?
Yoga studio. Mindfulness Mondays.
All right.
They have yoga there.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's down on
It's downtown.
Downtown.
Oh, it's actually uptown. Never mind.
See, I thought it was downtown.
I thought it was 112.
I don't. Yeah, but you know what? No, because that thing last month.
Yeah.
About
his.
Yeah, that was
Walk with the Art. Yeah.
Yeah, that. That was. That was on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think. Anyway. Okay, nope.
I'll look it up on my phone.
February. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with February. But yeah, the tickets, first of all, well, the tickets were absurdly high anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was at this place. I think it was in...
I could have sworn it was downtown. But let me see. It could have been Brooklyn. You might be right. I'm looking it up quick. Yeah, I returned to the high wire at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, which I think is that one. Yeah, St. John the Divine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was 74 years old when he walked it this time.
Wow.
Which is awesome. Whew. But I understand he's a resident at that cathedral.
What do you mean a resident?
A resident as in, like, he can pretty much set up whenever he wants to go walk a tightrope there.
That's cool.
And they can call him and just say, hey, we want you to walk a tightrope there, and tightrope here, and he'll say, okay.
That's cool.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, yeah, St. John the Divine. I am looking it up to see for sure if it was this one. Ribbon Walk. That was what it was called.
Mm.
Ribbon Walk was, just a second, yeah, it was Thursday, February 1st. All right. All right. The textile installation is available through June of this year. Okay, just a second, I'm looking to see where specifically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to find it. It looks... Yeah, that's the one. That's here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, 1047 Amsterdam Avenue at 112th Street.
All right. There you go.
Technically, that's going to be West 112th Street. It's not just 112th Street.
I thought I read it in Brooklyn. Maybe that's where they had the meals or the, when they did the dinner.
What dinner?
Because remember there was all different price tickets I showed you?
Yeah. So maybe.
You know.
But still, pretty cool.
Yeah. We should go there. They have a lot of different stuff going on.
Yeah, they've always got events, so why not?
You like that? That's pretty.
And we live here.
Yeah. It's a pretty background.
It's true. Beautiful architecture.
Yeah, but 112, I'm trying to think what that is.
That is going to be Morningside Heights. That's not going to be far from Columbia.
But it's below 125th.
But it's what?
It's below 125th.
It is, yes.
Yeah. See? Even Jesus knows anything below 125th is okay.
But not above. Are you being judgmental?
I'm not.
It kind of
the world
like
is, not me.
But the world didn't say that.
The world did say that.
But you just said that.
Realtors say that.
That's it. That's different.
Stay
though.
Below on 25th Street.
So bad.
That's not me, honey. It's not.
So bad.
Not.
But then there's I know the general Manhattan snobbery too, that it's like, oh, you gotta be below, you gotta be, you okay?
Yeah.
You gotta be below 72nd, or you gotta be below 66th.
Look at that.
All right.
Wow, that is cool.
James Gandolfini was buried there.
Yeah. Well, they did the service, I think. I don't think.
How
they,
about that?
He was buried there, I think. Anything? Oh wow, they do have a burial place.
Look at that. So we'll have to go check it out at some point.
Or the burial place?
Well, the cathedral, I think.
Well, St. John's. he ever be finished? Wow.
Continue to be constructed over many centuries.
That's the whole, because the question is, will it ever be finished? Like any great church or any great...
Yeah, I get that.
Any great of anything.
Yeah.
It's always going to be changing. And
there's always something to adjust.
Yeah.
Something to work on.
But that's where great architecture, their challenges. How do you keep the old stuff?
Yeah.
Like you walk into a church and you see all this beautiful architecture, you know, woodwork on the inside.
Yeah.
And I always think like, man, I know what tools we have today.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys can't do this kind of beautiful
work. It's a skill.
With the fucking tools that are out there now.
It's a skill.
They had like fucking handsaws back then.
Some of them did, yeah. Or could chip away with it with like a wedge.
What I'm saying.
And a mallet, yeah.
You know the circular saw?
Yeah.
You who invented that?
Who?
I guess.
I have no idea.
A nun.
A nun? Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a great story. I forgot what we see. Inventor. We talked about this before, I think. The circular saws, like sister so and so. Yeah, Sarah
Tabitha Babbitt is credited with inventing the first circular saw for the sawmill between 1810 and 1813. And she was born in the 1700s, right?
Let me see.
Wow.
Circular saw is?
And a circular saw and a skill saw are the same thing, right?
1779.
Yeah,
1700s. Wow. Goodness gracious.
That's pretty awesome.
That is. But man. Yeah. Let's see.
That's got to go in the title.
What's that?
This Babbitt.
Yeah.
Sarah Tabitha Babbitt.
Yeah. Shakers, let me see. Copies. What are they? None, right? None?
Yes.
Inefficiency. Oh, right. Noted the inefficiency.
The inefficiency of what?
The doing it by hand, like back and forth like that.
Okay, I get that.
So just, why not?
Yeah, that is mad cool.
It's crazy.
She sounds like a badass.
But yeah, so even like back, like then.
Yeah.
You know how it all is just so gorgeous when you walk into some churches.
It's true. And the symbolism of quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I didn't been to that one. I used to go to 46th Street.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and just like, wow, this place is so.
Yeah.
In the middle of all this chaos.
There's some beautiful ones. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know? So peaceful. You look at the architecture inside. You know?
It's incredible.
It's like, oh.
What?
That's what pissed me off, too, about
what?
Where we used to live over on 72nd off of 2nd. Just by the subway where they tore that church down?
Yeah.
Granted, nobody was coming.
It was sitting empty for...
It
wasn't open, yeah.
It was open.
It was?
Sundays it was open. They had service.
I didn't realize that.
They had one service where anybody came. Yes, I'll give you that. Just like there's this one I went to on First Avenue.
Yeah.
At the end of, I think, 74th?
Yeah.
I went there once.
Okay.
It was so fucking cold. I'm like, I'm never going there again.
Wow. All right. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. So, anyway, that one, I forgot what it was, but I think it was like Greek Orthodox or something like that. But, you know, all the people that used to go.
Yeah.
That were older.
Yeah.
That used to live in those brownstones. have passed.
Yeah.
You know?
Or they're too feeble, they can't get there. Yeah.
They've passed, they don't even live in the neighborhood anymore.
Yeah.
They've willed it to their grandkids or to whomever.
Yeah.
Or to the estate or the company, quote unquote, that their grandfathers have started. It's a company asset.
Okay, yeah.
Why'd you buy it? In case, you know, somebody that I have business with the company,
mm-hmm.
it's cheaper for me to put them up there than it is a hotel. That's how business is done. I want somebody to come buy my widgets. I have to put them up.
I get that.
I'll put them up in a townhouse. Well,
I get that, yeah.
It's the company owns it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sell it because it's real estate.
Yeah.
All you have to do is really have a groundskeeper there. And,
yeah.
You know.
I get that logic.
So that's why people really never sell it, but people
yeah.
never really use that church either.
There you go.
But actually, I did see a lot of nuns. There was a nunnery, as they say, in the back.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Which on 72nd Street was the church face.
Okay, yeah.
And then the block over.
Yeah.
Which was, what, 71st? That part.
Yeah.
Which would, again, just have been the back of the church. You know, back door of the church.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, within the two blocks was the nunnery.
Yeah.
Nuns would go in and out of there all the time.
Okay. So, I never noticed that.
Yeah. Because they're, you know, obviously.
They're living there. It's a nunnery.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they were living there. So
okay.
they were of use to somebody. Maybe they would go to the hospitals to give last rites. I don't know.
They may have. That's a possibility.
So, well. So what I'm thinking is because they tore it down
yeah.
and they want to put up housing of some sort.
Yeah, which is important too.
A good architect
yeah.
knows, you know what? I know how to structurally put the right beams in.
Yeah.
The outside will still remain the church.
Oh, okay.
Above that.
Yeah.
Okay. Will be the new apartments or condos.
Okay.
When you come in, it will be just like if you were to walk in our building.
Yeah.
You got the foyer, right?
Yeah, have the lobby of our building.
Have the, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a 24-hour lobby.
Yeah.
You can't get into the where you pray or anything, right?
No.
No, I'm talking about
oh,
the,
if it were,
right.
like they did that with this
right.
church.
You had
that
little
that
thing
closed.
To where, okay, you get to the elevators to go up.
Yeah.
But maybe during the day it is open.
Yeah.
For all faiths, you know, you don't limit it to that one.
Okay.
Because it's just a beautiful place to where you... There's something about tearing down God's church. Or, you know, any... Even if it was a... any kind of place of worship.
Yeah.
Where people have sat and sobbed and
okay.
poured their heart out.
Okay.
To tear that down and the arc... Something wrong about that.
I will give you that.
So...
Okay, I could see your logic on that. All right.
Any good architect would know how to...
So you're saying that whoever's building the new building to replace it was not is not a good architect? Because
no, they're
going to
burn in hell, but that's not my problem.
Oh, man.
Or... No, I shouldn't say this.
Oh, let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Well, now I need to know.
No, I'm not going to say it. It's too mean. Too mean. I can do better anyway.
I'm sure, or unless you're probably going to tell me after the podcast, aren't you?
Probably.
I'm sure. Well, just know, everybody, whoever's listening, know that I, of course, just laugh with us because I'm sure whatever he's going to say is just awful and terrible and hilarious.
Yeah, you guys should figure it out if you listen to me enough. So
I would think so.
Whatever it is you're thinking, you're right.
Oh, too funny.
But what else you got?
Well, I got this. Now, this, I was smitten when I saw this. There's an adorable kitty named Cheyenne down in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a 10-year-old kitty. She's a senior girl, and she is looking for her forever quiet home where she can enjoy her golden years in peace.
Mm-hmm.
She gets along well with other cats, but because she's a little shy, because she is, she spends a lot of time cuddled up in her bed.
Now, her previous family abandoned her when she was diagnosed with a thyroid condition.
You piece of shit.
I agree. But mind you, this thyroid condition is actually very easily managed. You just have to put a topical medication that you apply it to her ear once a day.
But how expensive is the medication, that's the thing?
I didn't see how expensive
it could be.
It could be expensive. But I see, actually, if you go on petfinder.com, /cat/Cheyenne, that's Cheyenne. All right.
And go slower when you type it.
Okay, I will.
What is it?
It's HTTPS.
HTTPS.
://
www.petfinder.
Petfinder.com.
Or you could probably just do petfinder.com or be their website.
It's true, but to find her, she has a specific site.
Okay, well, I'm going to do this the easy way. Petfinder.com.
Look up Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Wait, so I'm going to just Google Petfinder space Cheyenne. Cheyenne.
Not Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
Just Cheyenne.
Cat. Cheyenne cat.
It's still saying Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Where's this cat?
She's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Pet Finder. Atlanta, Georgia. Cat. Cheyenne.
Okay.
See? Look at that. Type in.
Took a while, but there you go. Yeah,
Pet Finder, Atlanta, Georgia. Cat Cheyenne. Boom. Is that it?
No, that's not her. She's different. That's a different Cheyenne.
It's a male.
What?
That's a male.
Yep, it's a different one. That's her.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my eyes are going bad. That's it.
Yeah, but she's a happy girl. She apparently loves, she really loves every now and then, not all the time, but she loves to cuddle up on your lap.
What?
And that's a cutie, too. It's just a different Cheyenne.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go to petfinder.com/cat/Cheyenne, that's Cheyenne, you will find her. She's available for adoption.
What's up, Solomon?
Thanks for joining us, Solomon.
What's going on, my brother?
Hopefully everything is well with you.
How you doing? We were just on another tab talking before.
We were.
About a cat.
About a cat that's up for adoption.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
But what are you up to, my brother? Happy Ramadan.
Is it Ramadan?
I think it's still Ramadan.
I'm actually not sure.
I think it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know.
You know,
I really
don't. Some people fast for it, like when you're supposed to, kind of like Passover, and some people don't fast for it, but they fast when they can, you know, like out of the, you know, they color outside the lines that way.
Okay. Oh, and I see. Yeah, Ramadan lasts until April 9th. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It is still Ramadan. So happy Ramadan if you celebrate, Solomon.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, salam.
Yeah. So, I'm tired, man. 8 o'clock hits, that's it.
It's true.
It's like a brick wall.
It's true. I agree. I know we're tired. And do you have to be up early tomorrow?
I don't, but I got the dentist again.
So you have to be prepped for it.
Yeah, I have to be present.
Well, we can wrap up this episode early if you want to.
No, what else you got?
Well, I got this too. I know this is actually one that you had seen and you sent me this article. There is a scientist who, he's an astrophysicist, who believes he's unlocked the code to time travel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did you get to read the article?
I started reading some of it, got halfway through, and then I think I did Time Waster.
Probably. But what it is, he thinks the secret to time travel deals with black holes.
he'd said he, when he was in the hospital, mind you, his father had right. died. He had had a heart attack.
Yeah, dude's like 70.
There you go. Yeah. But he'd gone into cardiac, his dad had gone into cardiac arrest. Well, the article said his dad had a heart attack and died. No, heart attacks don't kill you. Cardiac arrest kills you. But either way, he'd said actually also too, there's one point he, several years ago, was in the hospital with heart trouble.
Right.
And he was in the hospital for a while. And while he was in there, he realized that, oh, wow. Actually, it turns out that black holes can create a gravitational field that could lead to the creation of time loops that could allow us to go back in time. Now, he said the centers on what he calls an, quote, unquote, intense and continuous rotating beam of light to manipulate gravity. So he wants to try to build one of these. It would use a ring of lasers to mimic the space-time distorting effects of a black hole.
Well, he had said that he gave the example of like a cup of coffee. If you stir it really fast or something,
if you stir it, it's the spinning.
Yeah.
He said it's kind of like that. I mean, I didn't get the reference.
I didn't either. I tried following it, and that's when I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm too tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
And that's okay. But yeah, but he said he wants to do. Hopefully, at some point, he said he may not ever be able to do it in his lifetime, because doing this would be. Very, very, just wildly expensive. And the power, the galactic amounts of energy needed to power such a device, it's way beyond our current capabilities as a society.
Let him speak for himself.
Well, that's what he said.
Where is he living?
Here in the U.S. somewhere.
Where?
I don't know where.
Yeah, damn right, you better not say where.
Is that right? Do you want to start a fight with him?
I don't. But I'm reading this and I'm pissed because this lady's dying of ovarian cancer and she did her living funeral.
Okay.
I came with the living funeral before any of these people did.
Oh, yeah?
Remember?
No, I don't. Oh, wait, I do remember that. Yes. But then I also remember to Curb Your Enthusiasm did the same thing.
That was after our episode.
There you go. Funny how that works.
It was when we lived in the other apartment.
When they
roasted Albert Brooks.
You're inspiring, Panda. That's what this is.
Hmm.
You inspire people.
Yeah, well, nobody roasts me.
Do you want to be roasted?
No.
No, you don't want to set up a roast?
No, it's too late now. It's too late now.
But is it ever really too late?
It is. Who's going to come roast me?
Well, we can
Solomon,
set something up.
He's too much of a gentleman to roast me.
I would think so. Solomon sounds like he's too much of a gentleman. But I would think Elgato would roast you.
I don't think he would.
Hugh Janus might.
Hugh Janus would.
Humble Dog might.
Humble Dog would.
Yeah, Humble Dog's very polite. But
he's polite, but yeah, he wouldn't get it to be full force. I want it full force.
So we need to set up a roast for you.
Right. Now,
I need to set up the roast. Is this going to be part of your major birthday, too?
No. You know what I want on my birthday.
I do. And you've announced to our listeners what you want for your birthday, too. All of our listeners know what you want for your birthday.
The only thing I know.
Well, you plan.
I don't know what I want.
Oh, man. Oh, that is
peace and earth, goodwill towards man. That's what I want.
Well, I think that's very generous of you. But is that really all you want for your birthday?
Look, if I get that, yeah. But I won't, so I want the other thing.
I get that. I can understand that. What?
Oh, I'm looking for this. Make sure.
There you go. And by the way, we're on another tab right now. We're not ignoring you if you type anything in.
No. Mm-hmm. God forbid I sit still on one tab.
It's true. I know. Somebody's all wound up.
I'm all wound up.
As usual.
What's not to be wound up about, honey?
Well, there's a lot to be wound up about. It's true.
I know. Ripping me off.
Ripping you off?
Ripping me off.
I know, baby. I know.
Ripping us off.
Well, you're the one who has the ideas.
But still. That's fine. If excuse me. If you don't want to give me credit because you don't fucking like me, that's fine. I'm not a likable person.
But you are. That's
but you
thing.
Are. So, you know, give you some credit.
Well, I mean, am I really that likable, though?
Yeah. More than me.
Well, thank you, Panda. Well, you are wildly entertaining.
Well.
You are. It's
well,
true.
I do think so.
I do. I don't think so. I know so.
Oh, thank you, baby.
And as long as we've been together, you still entertain me like crazy.
Thank you, baby.
I still find you hilarious because you are hilarious.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Hmm.
Let me see.
What?
You saw the article I sent you too about people that left to go to Florida are miserable.
Oh, yep. I see that actually Florida transplants, people who moved to Florida over the COVID lockdowns, they're leaving Florida en masse, like massive amounts. Around 700,000 had moved there in the past 2 to 3 years. Around 500,000 of them have left the state.
Yeah.
That is massive.
That is.
But yeah, there's someone, there's one I saw here, Dr. Lewis Rapkowitz, who originally had lived here in New York, had said, I had a good salary, but we were barely making ends meet. We had zero quality of life. Now, one thing he'd said is that the commute was a nightmare. The cost of homeowner association fees had doubled, and he and his wife felt unsafe because the state had passed a law allowing people to carry guns without a license. And it's literally 100 degrees at night.
Every day.
Yeah, which is way too hot. Can be incredibly difficult to make friends, and it's expensive. So yeah, insurance rates in Florida have spiked 42% over the last year to an average of $6,000 a year, and car insurance is more than 50% higher than the national average. So what I'm seeing is people...
What did I say? Yeah. See, DeSantis is never going to fucking go with any real issues, but don't say gay.
No, exactly. Exactly, because again, it's the GOP. It's about culture wars. That's it. Because the vast majority of people don't want what the GOP has to offer. So they're just really trying to market to the handful of people who do want what they have to offer.
But
mostly white, cisgender men or
Christian.
They are afraid of anybody that's not them.
I'm glad at least when I brought all that up.
Yeah.
About the homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
Why isn't he tackling that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the insurance companies are fleeing.
Yeah.
Or have fled.
Yeah.
And
why
people,
would you stay
people,
there? People are leaving.
People that have been in their homes.
Yeah.
To just live out their golden years when they're 80 and 90.
Yeah.
Can't afford it anymore.
That's screwed up.
And nobody does anything.
Yeah. Oh, but you can't say gay. That's important.
But at least they're talking about it now.
Yeah.
At least the people are talking about it now. It got me more upset that people didn't have the... Yeah, you know, because the media, as they say, you know, oh, it's a liberal media. If it was so fucking liberal, how come those issues weren't out when he was running for president?
Yeah.
Well, because it's not as liberal as you think.
Exactly. Well, the whole thing, like there's Fox News, which is GOP propaganda. That's it. There's Newsmax, that's GOP propaganda. There's all of that nonsense. There's Newsmax, which is GOP propaganda. But then there's the rest of them, which is always like you said, oh, it's the liberal media. No, what that is, they're trying to seem balanced. They're trying to keep the conservatives in too. So like, yeah, there's liberal stuff, but here's what Democrats want. But here's also news for the conservatives too, which is absolute garbage. So that's why it didn't come out. By doing this whole like, well, we don't want to seem like we're just one side here. Well, you know what? The GOP has one side, so why can't the liberals have one side?
I'm just saying, all the newspapers, I never saw it in any of the newspapers that, why didn't DeSantis do this? Why doesn't he handle this?
Agreed.
So,
because they don't want to alienate the conservatives
at least now they're pointing out to where, again, you know, I got a lot of family lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And loved ones. They love Florida. They love it.
How screwed up it is that it's so expensive now.
But, well, whether they can afford it or not is
they're
not crying the blues because, you know, they prepare for the rainy days that are raining.
Which is good. And it is raining.
Right. And, some people aren't as prepared. And
I would think the majority of people aren't as prepared.
You know, it's not when you have a supposed influx of people with like doctors and all these white collar people coming into the state.
Yeah.
And they'll be saying, well, oh geez, look at all these people with such high incomes.
Not high enough.
you know, even though they don't pay a state tax.
Yeah.
Well, if you're paying more for gasoline at the pump.
Yeah.
That's like, for example, in Pennsylvania, when I lived in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They didn't have a state tax either, I don't think, at the time.
No.
No, but.
They have one now.
But nobody ever tells you this at that time.
Okay.
Your taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't, like, let's just say $1,000 would have been your estate taxes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's taxes at the end of the year that you pay your, if you made $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
You pay like 5% of that to the state.
Okay.
They don't call it a state tax.
But it's basically a state tax.
They call it something else.
Okay, but it basically is a state tax. Okay.
It's a tax on 5% of your gross.
I mean, I'm not judging it.
I know, but it's still, it's a fucking tax.
Yeah.
It's a big tax.
There you go.
It's not a gas tax to where, or sin tax.
Yeah.
You know, to where it's cigarettes or booze or.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. They don't tax food, right?
No.
That's all states or no?
I think it's all states. Not supposed to tax food.
No, I don't think all states.
No, I'm actually not sure. Maybe, you might be right. I'm actually really not sure. I thought it was a standard thing for the U.S. that you don't tax food, but could be wrong on that.
Could be.
You might be wrong. You might be right.
Or it might be if it's prepared, and that meaning if it's a frozen pizza, you just got to pop in the oven while it's prepared.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's a grilled cheese to its bread and you have to buy the cheese separate. You're the one actually doing the work. If it's all made, you just put it in the oven. It's pretty much prepared.
Yeah.
So maybe that doesn't
I don't
count.
Know. It might be different.
Maybe that's like going out. You have to spend a tax on it.
Yeah. I have no idea. Tax on it, tip on it, all of that. Because again, if you're listening to us from elsewhere, again in the U.S., it's tips are important. For restaurants, because servers are paid garbage wages.
Well, again, sometimes the tips are already added in
sometimes
the bill.
Sometimes.
Which you have to watch out for.
Yeah. Well, it's that's if, like, if it's a large group of people, then the tips will already be added in. If not, the tips are usually not added in.
Yeah.
But standard here in the U.S., what servers make per hour is around $2 and change.
But either way,
which is screwed up.
Either way, even if you have a shitty service, you give somebody 15% of the gross.
Yes, there you go.
If it's shitty, and 20% if it's good.
Agreed.
If it's really good, keep 25%.
Yeah.
But that's if it's really good. And if you go, if you take people, you go out with people, that don't take it to your favorite place.
No, why not?
Because if they stiff.
Oh, yeah.
Or they act like assholes, or they fucking...
Just, now that
now you're the one that brought in an asshole like that.
Yeah.
Now you're the asshole.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
You're the one that brought the asshole that fucking sent his dinner back 4 times and didn't get a tip.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's charming. Or tipped terribly.
So. It's just a little bit of advice.
Agreed. I think it's good advice. Well, good advice for how to behave as a customer of a restaurant in the U.S.
Of your favorite restaurant.
Or any restaurant, mind you, I would say.
Well, if it's not your favorite, who cares?
Well, if it's not your favorite,
it's not your favorite, nothing you can do about it.
Well,
it's like,
I would think
right, well,
that
then,
if it's not your favorite, then the server still deserves to be tipped decently.
Tipped, yes, I agree,
yeah.
But I'm saying, you're right, still deserves to be tipped. But if that person doesn't tip them, it's not a reflect. You know, oh yeah, Tim brought in this fucking cheapskate.
Yeah.
He was a real asshole until he plugged up the fucking bathroom toilet.
Oh.
You know.
Of course it'd be your friend that did that.
He left. Did I tell you one of the funniest things?
Let's hear it.
That I've ever read on a bathroom stall.
What's that?
Like when you go in there to take a dump or whatever.
Just for taking a dump?
You know, it's the bathroom door.
Yeah.
You know how there's the graffiti not there?
Yeah, okay. But in a bathroom
stall. What's up, Jack? One of the funniest things I've ever read was
yeah.
Flush twice, it's long into the kitchen.
Oh, I've heard that too. Yeah, I've seen that before too. Yeah,
it's funny.
That's an old one.
I love it though. But you know what? The classics never go out of style.
All right, I
see
what
some
you're
little kid just hearing it for the first time.
There you go.
You know, in another country.
Well, I would wonder why a little kid would be listening to our podcast.
Because his parents told him not to.
The taboo of it, right?
No, don't listen. Holding it for a friend.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, for a bad influence.
Man, what's up, Jack?
Thanks for joining us, Jack.
Yeah, Meehoff.
Is that right? Oh, and Jack says hi there.
Why do I think I know Jack?
I don't know. I know that we've had listeners that were Jack before. I just don't know if have you listened to us before, Jack?
This
is a different Jack.
It's Jack Meehoff. Mr. Meehoff.
Is that right?
I don't know. Anyway.
Yes,
I'm sure
anyway.
He'll get to it if he wants. I don't recall. Right,
where
are you from? That'll maybe bring it back into light.
NYC, right
so
on.
So are we.
Right on. Where in NYC, Jack? What borough? Are you?
We're in Manhattan.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's what I was going to say. NYC is Manhattan. But, of course, if you're an outsider, it's like, oh, Brooklyn's NYC, too. Like, oh, there, exactly. There you go,
Brooklyn. Nice.
All right. Yeah, we're Manhattan. It's good
Brooklyn
to talk to another New Yorker.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So what's good?
Hoping everything's fabulous in your world right now, Jack.
Yeah. Brooklyn in the house.
It's true. Woo-woo.
Yes, yes. What else you got?
Well, this is another one you'd sent me, actually. Joby, which is the EVOTL or EVTOL, what is it? The electric vehicle, flying taxis, flying taxi service, is actually going to build a fleet of their aircraft in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
It's going to be a $500 million facility, and it's likely going to employ around 2,000 people. Which is major. Like Dayton's part of the Rust Belt. Like I know Tim said, oh, it's known for Ohio's known for all the manufacturers. Like, no, not really. But right now Tim is playing a commercial, which I know you're not gonna be able to hear on here.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let Jack watch it.
There you go, you can watch that if you want.
That's a stock I like. Because
they're flying taxis.
Yeah, they're three top executives from Apple left to go to Joby. So Joby bought Apple bought Joby.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny. Look at them guys. They're all right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it's actually, I know in Dayton,
they're killing
Ohio. They're killing it. And I know in Dayton, Ohio, they'll appreciate it because it used to be, before I know even Tim was born too, it used to be manufacturing, used to be big, you know, steel was really big in the Midwest, and of course in Michigan it was known for all the big three automakers, but again it's the Rust Belt is called the Rust Belt for a reason. All these mills have been abandoned decades upon decades upon decades upon decades
textile
ago
mills.
So now it's of course going to be good news. It's going to be a lot of work again, at least 2,000 jobs coming into Dayton, Ohio,
and they're good future jobs.
They are. Again, literally designing and building flying taxis, which are flying cars, exactly. It's not just going to be taxis.
Yeah.
And Jack said, I've not been in the market a while.
What market? Oh, market.
Oh, the stock market, yes. Yeah.
Well, they're only like $5-$6, so I mean, buy a couple.
Not a bad price.
No, it's shit. E-Hang I like too. That's a badass car.
All right. And it's it's a competitor to Joby.
No. Well, they each got their own little different things. going on. Like Yihang has, they could go up 10 floors and like fight fires too, as opposed to just doing passenger stuff.
But yeah, but fighting fires, it's the whole thing about how much quicker it's going to be. You're going to be able to do rescues like that.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for liking the show, Jack.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a safety thing.
Yeah.
And I would think, again, you can fight fires. That means it could also be an ambulance service. You can get upstairs that much easier and that much quicker to get a patient out instead of having to carry a patient down what could be stairs or waiting for the elevator. What if the elevator is too small or the staircase is too small? To be able to bring a patient down.
In the middle of the highway when all the traffic's not moving after an accident.
Exactly.
And they're going to replace helicopters for sure, because the helicopter, the rotor, or the tail rotor goes, it's going down.
It's true.
One of those propellers on the, basically the drone goes, they can offset the balance and it still fly.
Wow.
If all of them go.
It's over?
It floats to the ground on a parachute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I assumed it was a crash.
Nope. They don't crash.
That's cool.
I mean, they crash if they're going in the middle of the water or something, but they still float. They don't crash.
That is so cool.
Because the parachute, so.
I had no idea they had basically a parachute set up for it.
Mm-hmm. They do, baby. Good stuff.
I think so. All right. What do you say we wrap up tonight's episode?
I think that's enough for one day.
But we'll be back again. What do you think? Tomorrow afternoon? What do you think?
Well, tomorrow afternoon, I got the dentist at 2.
You do. And I know I have to work. I have to work at 5:30. I'll have to leave by like 4.
Yeah. So, and Wednesday's your long day.
Wednesday's my long day. Yep.
So probably Friday.
Friday or Thursday. Oh, no, yeah, not Thursday, Friday. Friday I'll do it. So we'll do Friday evening.
All right,
Friday
guys.
Friday around 6.
Yep.
All right, everybody, we'll catch you on Friday. Have a good one, everyone.
Later.